Welcome to I'm Spiritual, Damn It. I'm your host, Jennifer Weigel, and joining me in studio, math genius Mike Beister, founder of Brain Addicts, and oh my gosh, recent participant in Superhuman. How you doing?
I am great, Jennifer. It's so great to be here. Thank you for asking me.
Oh, thanks for coming. So, okay, what the heck? We've met, gosh, years ago when we were talking, and I had heard about you, and someone had sent me the clip of you on 2020, and I was just so impressed by what you did, and I saw you on Windy City Live, and you're helping people understand that the brain is unbelievably malleable and can absorb a whole lot more than we think.
Right, absolutely, and I focus on kids, but usually, I mean, 40% of the people that like you have learned Brain Addicts are adults, because everyone, the brain is your most important asset. It gets you the best grades in school when you're a kid. It gets you the best jobs when you're adult, and keeps you young and vibrant when you're old. So it's the one muscle that people have to use forever. And, you know, the only reason why I've been able to have a good impact is I think I do everything I do is a game or something fun, or because people don't want to do drudgery or boring stuff. And so I try to make card tricks and different things that you use your mind to do. And, you know, it's been out of control great.
So when you started on this journey as a kid, it started for you with memorizing the presidents. Is that right?
Yes. When I was just a little kid, I did it actually rote memorization. I didn't really have a plan. And then after, you know, it was like a pain in the butt. And because my uncle, who lived right above us, used to, you know, show me off to all my friends. And he didn't even believe I memorized them, because he always asked me who the third president was. You know, every
time
I was a
new friend.
Do you
still know them? Do you still know them all?
I know them all.
Oh, you know, my gosh.
Yeah, well, it gets a little harder every year.
I was going to say every year a little harder.
I know. I mean, it's funny because but now I do it in a way where I do five at a time. Each sentence I've made up in my mind has five presidents in it. Like, George and Jeff made money. George is George Washington. Ann is John Adams. Jeff is Thomas Jefferson. Made is James Madison. Money, James Monroe. I just memorized nine simple sentences, and I have the presidents. And I do that with everything, you know, just mnemonic tables. And, you know, so it's really easy to do. The problem is people never do it, and they never learn how. And so when I go to schools, I go to schools for free every single day. I teach the kids in a really fun and cool way how to memorize anything, how to focus. All these skills are vitally important, and they're never taught in schools ever to any kid. And, you know, there's videos all over the place of me working with kids, like in 2020 and other things. But if you go to, like, MikeBeisterKids.com, you could watch video after video of average kids doing unbelievable things, because once we tap into it, it changes lives, and it changes every kid's lives. It's so important.
Do you think that a lot of the reason that kids have anxiety and there's some depression and there's all this stuff going on is a lot of it is bullying, and they're not feeling like they can do anything well?
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. And the people that have learned the stuff that I teach, they say the number one change in their kids is confidence. And it really is important, because I always say that the kids that are not great athletes might have trouble with their self-esteem 30 minutes a day, 3 days a week during gym. The kids that struggle in school have low self-esteem 6 hours a day, 5 days a week, 2 hours a night doing homework, whatever it is.
It
and
never
those
ends.
Kids, and they always feel bad about themselves.
Yeah.
And that's something I want to change, and I don't know if it's going to be a one-person thing or a whole group of people, but I want to have impact on every kid. I really, really do.
And so listening, if someone's listening right there and they can't get you to come to their school, obviously they can go on Brain Addicts, or they can go on MikeBeisterKids.com. Right. But what's something that they can do, like, in the car right now?
Right now, any sort of game that you play, there's a lot of different things you do. I mean, my son and I were like dorks with a capital D, because we love to work our brain. So one of the things we'll do is we'll have conversations like for like 20 minutes where neither of us uses the letter E in any word.
And then, how can you do that?
What did you do for lunch today, Miss W?
I can't, there you go, good, but without the
right,
E.
But, you know, it really makes you, I mean, stuff like that.
It makes you stop and think.
It makes you think. It makes your brain just work like a thesaurus. But we have so much fun with it, because we know that it's almost like mental exercise, and it really helps, because that's, when people see what I could do, they freak out. But all it is my brain is just processing information a little faster than everyone else. And it is a learned trait. That's the whole thing. People think I'm smart or I'm not smart.
you started working your brain.
But there is a way to make every kid or adult much, much, much smarter. It's just the things that are important. They don't never learn.
You and your son started a game, and this is something that was in the 2020, where you came up with, is it a different letter every day?
No, a different number.
Different number. Okay, that was it. Okay.
Okay, one day, we're, you know, this was like 10 years ago, but okay. One day we're driving home, and he goes, Dad, what is this? You know, he was at a tennis lesson. He goes, Dad, what's this number, 120507? I said, Josh, I think it's the expiration date of the water bottle, December 5th, 07. Mm-hmm. I said, you know what? And I thought this was a perfect opportunity because in second grade, I said, Josh, remember 120507? So he goes, okay. 120507. I said, Josh, when you wake up tomorrow, I'm going to ask you what that number is. So he goes, okay. So the next day he wakes up, he goes, I go, what's the number? He goes, 120507. And I said, let's add a 3 to it. And then the next day it's an 8, then a 9.
Mm-hmm.
Then a 4. So 120507-3894. He still remembers like 100 of the 200 digits. I don't.
Wow.
But what was so important about that, of course, 2020 happened to come on right after we finished the number. So, you know, he got to do it on national TV. But what was so important about that is because he could memorize a 200-digit number like that when he's 7 years old, he realized that he could do these things. I mean, you know, it's like 30 Spanish words doesn't bother him because he knows. Knowing that you can memorize a 200-digit number proves to yourself how powerful the brain is. That's what a lot of kids have to learn, that mm-hmm. they could do it. And because so many people, when they get an assignment, say, I can't do this. There's mm-hmm. no way. I guarantee almost every assignment in school you could do because your brain is so much more powerful than you realize it. You just have to learn how to use it.
So they say that for the regular folk, we're using about 5% of our brain
Absolutely.
On a good day. I'm guessing in the 15th percentile at least, wouldn't you say?
I have no idea what's going on up there. You don't want to know what goes on up there. I cannot. I mean, it's like, oh my gosh.
Do you believe in intuition, the other side of the brain, so to speak?
I just believe so many, you know, I never, because when people see what I could do, they sort of freak out. So I never put it past anyone that they can't do amazing things.
Right.
I mean, the people I was on in Superhuman, they were freaking me out.
All right.
I mean,
tell me some stories that we didn't see on the show. And for anyone who didn't see the show, listen.
Yeah, and it's available online. You can stream it.
Yep.
It was on. So what was really cool, first of all, there were, I hope I can say these things, you know, we had the confidential, now the show's over.
Right.
There were 6 people on the show and they only left 5 on because it was a cut in case someone, you know, wasn't really good. And the guy that didn't make the cut was like the coolest guy in the world because he had the world's best eyesight. And so
Whoa.
He had like 24 vision, you know, like uh-huh. the average person could see 4 feet away. He could see 20. And so, and he, you know, my son was out there with me and he befriended my son and was mm-hmm. wonderful. And so, you know, so his challenge was if you ever see the show Modern Family, where you're looking a picture within a picture within
sure,
a picture.
Sure.
So he had this like picture within a picture within a picture, and there's like a little postage stamp on inside the third picture, and he's standing all the way back behind all the audience members. I didn't see it; my son was telling me,
uh-huh.
and he had to tell a little number in the third picture. No one could see it, and so even though he got it right every time, he said number 7. The audience couldn't see it, so even though the host Cal Penn said you're right. You know,
right.
Nobody knew. So I think that was the
didn't
reason why
translate
they're
making
as well. On mm-hmm. it was so good. But what made it so cool, this is the coolest part. After I felt so bad because he was in the army and he got leave and, you know, he told everyone he was going on and then he didn't make the final cut. So, you know, I felt bad for the guy. And so, you know, we were on the same plane together on the way out. So mm-hmm. I said, you know, let's go to the airport together. Let me at least take you to lunch. I felt bad. So he didn't win. And he's such a nice guy. His name is Jason. And so we're in the airport together. We're in LAX and I don't know that much way around. And my son, Jason, and I are walking around and I go, gosh, let's grab a place to eat, you know. And I go, well, you know, I think there's a restaurant down there. Yeah, a lot of people walk around. I go, yeah, but you want to walk all that way? I go, I wonder what they have. There's chicken parmesan. He's reading the menu across LAX. I said, I didn't even know that was a restaurant. And he's reading what's going on. He said, so it was freaking me out. I said, you know, I told you, I don't care, you know, superhuman. This guy is Superman. You know what I mean?
That's so.
With the X-ray vision.
So the X-ray vision, this right. brings up an interesting point. Like, what the heck is going on like in your brain with the numbers, and for those who didn't watch, I'll just give one example. They listed off all the attributes of a car,
right,
which you had the prices of, and he was saying them at lightning speed.
The fastest talker in the world.
The fastest talker in the world was listing off all the different parts of a car, and then oh, by the way, you get 10% off for this, and then you had to come up with the sticker price after those were listed off by the fastest talker in the world.
Right.
And you nailed it.
You know what? The whole thing is it's concentration and focus. People, like, I know I'm on a podcast, so you can't see, but when I think I close my eyes and just focus on the words, and so many things, if your mind is totally concentrating on one thing, mm-hmm. you're not having any distractions, you could accomplish so much more. And that's what I've trained my mind to do. And so when I work with kids, that's all we do, is train the brain to work in a way where you get the most out of it.
Right.
And so, you know, it's the math was not that difficult. It was, people were freaking out how fast he was going, but if all you're doing is not paying attention to how fast he's going and just listening
to the numbers.
The numbers, mm-hmm. and is it a plus or a minus or a multiplied or whatever it is, mm-hmm. it was not that hard. But I could not do it if my eyes were open, I'm looking at, wow, there's someone in the audience saying no, you know, I'm dead.
Right.
So, you know, so that's what I try to do. It's all mm-hmm. about the focus.
Who else did you meet that impressed you other than who could read the menu across LAX? There was a
girl that made the finals with me. And, I mean, she was, like, pretty amazing, too. Like, you know, she walks into a room, and if there's one thing out of place,
she could
tell exactly, you know, what's been moved. And it was really, it's an amazing ability. Mm-hmm. But, you know, and I felt really funny about that because, you know, it was interesting because, I mean, I ended up winning that week. But she was on the finals with me, and she was a single mom that mm-hmm. was in the Army for 12 years, raising a daughter by herself. And here I am, middle-aged man with a son. And, you know, and I really was surprised because I really thought that...
You thought she should have won over you?
Well, I don't know if she should have won. But it was a way that it was interesting to me because it proved that, you know, the audience was not looking at maybe who the person was and what they've done.
It was ability.
They were honestly looking at the talent. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if I had a better talent with her, but she definitely had a better, you know, story.
She had a better backstory, right, but backstory. I'm sorry, the impressiveness of what you do versus, I mean, I think that could be OCD, what she has. It's not the same, really. I mean,
no.
We have a family friend, and the joke was that you could walk into a room and you could move the wine bottle over 2 inches and turn the label the other way, and then walk away, and he would come in, and he would put the wine bottle exactly back where it was and turn the label back.
Oh, my God.
And
it is.
We would just joke that he's OCD.
Right, absolutely.
We wouldn't see him on Superhuman.
Right. I know, but it's funny because people, I mean... There's a friend of mine, you might have heard of him or not. It's like, it's embarrassing that he's a friend of mine, but his name's Mr. Skin.
Mm-hmm.
I played hockey with him. And
yeah.
I, you know,
he's
and
got this gift of knowing what every movie naked body, scene
right,
is. Yeah.
Naked. Mm-hmm. And when we used to play hockey together for years and years, and everyone thought he had like this silly talent. I said, you know, you have an amazing brain, and you use it. You use this talent because people don't use – I mean, so many people are superhuman, mm-hmm. and they don't realize it. And all – I never would have done this thing talking to kids if it wasn't for my cousin asking me to go to, you know, her school and talk to her high school math class. And the kids loved it. They thought it was so cool, and I started teaching them. And to my amazement, they were able to do the things I was doing. I thought it was all me. It wasn't me. It's the way I do it. It was like yay and not. You know, it made me less special, but mm-hmm. also showed that I could teach it. It's the way I do things, not who I am.
And superhuman, that's such a good point, that we all have superhuman qualities that we just don't even know that we have, and we don't honor them with an award or being on a show, but they're amazing. Like, I have this weird Lindsay Wagner, and I'm totally dating myself with that reference of the Bionic Woman, but I mean, I can hear in a restaurant, I can hear the conversation going on 4 tables over.
Wow, that's amazing.
And it's distracting as heck.
Right.
Because I'll be trying to talk to the person who's with me, and I'm listening to this couple fighting, and I'm like, ah, shut it off.
Right.
Like, I don't know how to work with it, but it also comes in handy. Like, when I was a reporter, and I'm trying to decide who to go to interview, I would be like, oh, wait, hold on, let me see what they're up to over there. And then I could, I need to ask them some questions.
Absolutely.
Now, have I ever been on a show for this? No. Have I ever been tested by a company?
Right.
No,
right.
But it's come in handy. Handy, and I'm sure there are so many people that are listening. Like, their unusual gifts. I had one friend who had this magical gift of being able to parallel park. Well, now cars will park for you.
Right.
But with one hand and like never taking her foot off of the, you know, accelerator. It was just like, scared the crap out of me in high school. But she never bumped a car.
Right.
I mean, how did that happen?
I know.
I
mean,
I don't know.
I'm saying. People are so powerful. And all it is showing the person what they could do. And,
right.
You know, I think, 2020, the thing that they were so impressed about with me was they called me like the anti-genius, because even though I could do these things with my mind and, you know, all these crazy things, I'm someone that is very approachable and I really want to help people. And I don't, you know, it's like every day I do a show at a different school. And when I'm done with the show, you know, because I teach kids how to focus, concentrate, memorize all in really fun, cool ways.
Mm-hmm.
I just touch on a little thing with each kid, with each of those abilities, and then I'll tell parents, look, if you want to meet for a cup of coffee, I'll do it for free. I'll do, mm-hmm. you know, and I have thousands of parents I meet with every year for free, because every kid has their own issues,
right?
And so I want to impact lives of every kid, not just to touch on them. So when the parents and I meet, we'll talk for a half hour just about their kid and what things you could do if he has memory issues or he has no confidence or different things that he could do in school or homework-wise that could mm-hmm. really help him. And that's what's really important to me. It's the one-on-one mm-hmm. contact and knowing that I'm making a difference.
It's hard to describe some of the exercises that you teach because a lot of it is so visual.
Uh-huh.
Is there something that audiently people could listen to right now when they're in their cars and that they can incorporate when they get home and not have to see visually that you could give?
I mean, one of the best exercises I do, and I don't know if why it is, but my biggest thing to people is to in your mind to think creatively and in your mind to switch around things. And so if you give me a word like you know, like Jennifer, mm-hmm. you know, even though it's you spelled differently than most people, it's
I'm glad that
right,
you noticed.
Right,
yes, two F's.
J-E-N-N-I-F-F-E-R. Uh-huh. As fast as you could spell that way, I could spell E-E-F-F-I-J-N-R, J-N-N-R, and put the letters in alphabetical order. And that's what it, yeah, that's what.
So
that's
take
what
a word and put the words in letters in alphabetical order.
Right, and that's mm-hmm. what it is. It's training your mind to mm-hmm. see something in your head and then switch it around.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, don't start out with a long word like Jennifer, but just like a five-letter word like climb, B-C-I-L-M, because mm-hmm. it trains your brain not mm-hmm. to just look at things, but look at things and play with it a little. Because I always think that people, no matter what their business is or what they do in life, if you just, this is the way I run my business, but I always look at it when I go into any restaurant, any shoe store, any bookstore, whatever it is, mm-hmm. I'll say, wow, if they did this, this, and this, they could probably be more successful. And everyone just looks at it, whatever it is. I look at it like, look at everything and then switch it around. And
sure.
What if you did this, this, and this? Or what if you did this first instead of that first?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you tried and it doesn't work, you could go back.
Right.
And there's so many people that just leave things status quo, and you can't.
What other gifts impress you? Because your gift impressed so many. But what other superhuman tricks impressed you?
What really impresses me is, I'll tell you, the people that could look at a problem and solve it in unique and cool ways.
You mean like a math problem?
No, anything. No. It's like just people that, I don't know, it's like there's this guy just little things because... I love people that think outside the box and think creatively. And there was this guy that I used to work with. He did a couple things, but everyone looked at him as, you know, okay, not the brightest, you know.
Right.
And, you know, and he came up to me one day. He goes, and this is way back in the mid-90s. And he said, Mike, he goes, you know, it's hard. Everyone says I'm dumb. I'm really not that dumb. His name was Jeff. He was a super mm-hmm. nice guy. He goes, I just want to prove it to you. He goes, go on the internet, which was a pretty new thing,
right.
And he said, just take out any episode of The Simpsons. You know, they have the scripts on the internet. Print it out, and there were like 80 or 100 shows at the time. Print it out and come back to me and start reading it to me. And so literally pick any page you want. And so go on. I pick this page, and it goes like, Bart says blah, 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 and Homer says blah, blah, blah. Then he started reading line after line after line.
He knew like the rest of the episode.
Right after that. And
wow.
It was like, and no one, and that's what I'm saying is so many people, when there's the passion, so anyone that's passionate about anything mm-hmm. is so amazing what they do. And the only reason why I'm able to help so many kids is because I make learning fun. So it's not like they're going to go home and do all this drudgery. I'm going to teach them card tricks, games, different things they could do that are fun to train their mind. Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm saying. So I always think that anyone that has a talent, don't just say, oh, there's nothing I can do with it. You could really make your mind do whatever you want. And, mm-hmm. you know, but just, I always say, try to do something you love in life. You know, do what you love. The money will follow.
Sure, yeah.
And because when you're passionate about something, you'll do it well. And you'll do it great.
Right.
And, you know, and people will take notice.
That's so interesting about memorizing, because I have some cousins who know every line to every John Hughes movie. And, you know, you just kind of go, well, how does that translate into a living? You know,
right.
it makes you a really fun conversationalist.
Right.
And if you watch the movie, but then you kind of go, well, so it's taking a passion, but that you can find in the world
right.
as well, not just what you do
right.
at home on
and
the couch.
You know, and I always think that people will take the job that is the most money at first or something they mm-hmm. hate. It's drudgery sometimes. You have so much advancement if you're doing something you love, because you'll go home and you'll think about it and mm-hmm. you'll work harder and you'll make it better. And, you know, so it's really important. People don't realize how, you know, my son is like a computer genius, and, you know, he invents apps. He does all these things before college, and, you know, and because he's going into a major he loves, I know he's going to be successful. And he's
of course.
Doing, you know, what he, you know, and so many people are just going to do what the most money is. And sometimes it's hard, because you have to do something you really enjoy, because I promise you, you'll have the most success in the long run.
And also, too, the value of a good card game. I mean, you yes. have showed me, you know, unbelievable. I just taught my son Gin Rummy.
Oh, my gosh.
Actually,
great.
Yeah. And it's so fun, because at first he was like, wait a minute. He didn't have the poker mindset
right.
of knowing that four of a kind are like this. And
right.
if you have a flush, they have to be all the same
right.
suit. And he just didn't understand it, because he had a 2, 3, 4, 5. He basically had a straight but not a straight flush.
Right.
But in Gin Rummy, that's not an option.
Right,
so I was trying to teach him all the rules of poker, and I was making it way more complicated than it needed to be.
Right,
so
right.
I was like, wait a second. Gin Rummy is this. A group of four and a group of three.
Right.
If you have all the same number, then they're obviously different suits.
Right.
But if you have something in a row,
right.
they have to have the same suit.
Right.
And
absolutely.
Then that was the end of it. I didn't right. have to explain like that ace is the highest and this, you know, all these other things with double whammy, full house, blah-bitty-blah. That wasn't right. an option, right?
Right, absolutely. That's what I'm saying. And I think cards is one of the few things that so many people overlook, because that's one of the things that I learned as a young person, looking, you know, doing things logically. And,
sure.
you know, and Gin Rummy is a great game, because it shows you, you know, you have to remember what cards have been played. And really, to be a good player, you mm-hmm. try to really think and not just play the game. You know, it sounds bad when they say it, but play it to win. Play it well, and mm-hmm. your mind will be much sharper.
Sure.
And, you know, we do so many fun things. Like I do the thing, like, you know, your son's birthday. What is it?
April 14th, 2006.
And that was a Friday.
It was. It was Good Friday.
Yeah, Good Friday.
It was
oh
a very
gosh.
Good Friday.
Yes, yeah,
although it wasn't a good
labor,
but boy.
Absolutely. Tax day the next day. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but that's
and it was
thing.
Easter weekend and all that stuff, so it was like the backup staff at the hospital.
Oh,
I digress.
But that's what I'm saying. Is so, you know, stuff like that, we try to teach kids in really fun and cool ways to mm-hmm. learn things that strengthen your mind. Like, so when they go home and they start telling everyone the day of the week they're born or this or that.
How did you know that from April 14th, 2006, that was a Friday?
There's
a lot of codes,
yeah,
I know.
And it's not really that difficult.
Okay.
Okay. You want me to go through it?
Yes, please.
Okay. Each number, I mean, this is, so people, if you have a pencil and paper handy, it
yeah.
might not, the math is not that hard. It's
okay.
just, the things I like to do is I like to teach things in step one, step two, step three, step four, because it trains your brain to be
sure.
in order.
Yes.
And each number, like
so
April
04,
06, it starts every 28 years there's a new code.
Uh-huh.
So starting in 1984, there was a new code. So your son is in the 22nd year of the new code after 84.
Okay.
It's 22.
Okay.
To 06, okay?
Okay.
22 is what we start out with. That's our number.
Okay.
The math won't be hard, I promise you.
Okay.
And then you do 22 divided by 4.
Okay.
That's
got 5.
5,
yeah.
Don't worry about the remainder.
Okay.
So 22 plus the 5 is 27.
Okay.
Okay. Are
uh-huh.
we good so far?
Yeah, totally.
Okay. April is a free month. There's a
free
small,
month?
Yes, it's a zero.
Okay.
The only thing you have to memorize is the code of each month. Uh-huh. And it's a really simple way. I won't go into it. But April is a zero code. So 22 mm-hmm. plus 5 is 27, mm-hmm. plus 0 is 27. Mm-hmm. And then the date, and he was born on the 14th. Mm-hmm. 27 plus 14 uh-huh. is 41.
Got it.
Okay, that's all you have to do. Now, if you divide 41 by 7,
uh-huh.
you get 5.
Yep.
Remainder 6.
Interesting.
About 5, remainder 6.
Okay.
And then we talk about the remainder.
Yeah.
1 is Sunday, 2 is Monday, 3 is Tuesday, 4 is Wednesday, 5 is Thursday, 6 is Friday. He was born
oh
on Friday.
Oh, my gosh. And but you discovered this by
I saw someone do it on Johnny Carson. He said there's a code, so I broke down the code.
Oh,
and then, yeah, but that's what I do. But what I'm saying is the math isn't really that hard because I don't really care about the math part.
Right.
What I'm trying to do is get your mind to work. Step mm-hmm. 1, step 2, step right. 3, step 4, step 5. Because once you do this, you start... Your mind starts working in order. Mm-hmm. Once it does that, it becomes much more powerful and works more efficient.
And what's the, I remember the license plate, or sorry, the license number, driver's license number
right.
code. You came up with that code how?
It's funny because when I got my first license when I was 16, I looked and I said, wow, this code is really cool. There's my year, and if I did this, it was my date. And then I did it with my dad, and it worked. I was so excited. And then I did it with my mom, and it didn't work. And I was like, oh, man. And then I realized, wait a second, there's a different code for men and women. And
so, it's like a 600 number.
Until I was 16, yeah. Before. You mean there's a difference between men and women? That's cool. It's a little slow in my family.
Yes.
So.
All right. So I know my driver's license. Because I wrote it so many times on checks in college. So the last three are 885.
October 6th.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. But that only works for Illinois. And there's 4 or 5 states that they have codes that work and the other ones. But that's what I'm saying is when I teach the kids this, that's what I'm looking to do is try to teach them things that are fun. Because if you teach a kid something mm-hmm. boring, it ends right there. But
totally.
If you teach them something fun and cool, they're going to go home and they're going to use it. And so when I'll teach them like 20 different fun and cool things, whatever you want to do, you know, and here are the steps and here it is. And so, you know, that's why it changes so many kids' lives. And when you look at me, it's no big deal. But if you go on or you Google me or look on Mike Beister Kids or Mike Beister, mm-hmm. wherever it is, and there's Mike Beister, you know, we're on a mission now to change the life of every kid. I really do mean that, and I want.
There aren't enough of you to go around.
Right? Well,
with all the schools that need you.
Yeah, I know. But my thing is, I want to get. I spent the last couple of years developing a program just for schools,
mm-hmm.
and I because even though Brainetics has impacted the lives of hundreds of thousands of kids, it's the kids that probably don't need it as much that are impacting mm-hmm. because the parents are the ones that are motivated and I want my kid
right.
to get the best and they're buying the stuff and
right.
they're going out and they're using it and they're you know and they're and so
they're making them sit down and watch the DVDs
right, and the
yep.
DVDs
mm-hmm.
with them this
right.
is the family thing they're the motivated mm-hmm. learning family and so I always was feeling guilty that I was even though I'm trying to help kids I may be widening the mm-hmm. difference between the haves and the have-nots.
Right.
And so my thing this year is I worked the last couple of years developing a program just for schools, and I'm looking to partner with any major corporation. We've heard from a lot of them in the first couple
I was
weeks.
I
going
to say, what the heck?
Right?
You know, Citibank, or where are you guys?
I want to keep it, you know, where it's accessible to every student, every mm-hmm. teacher, and, you know, because that's what I'm saying is that if – and I don't want to change curriculum because that's silly to try to force things.
Mm-hmm.
But if a teacher and their kids did it a half hour a week for 2 or 3 months, mm-hmm. every kid would be so far off the charts. We don't take kids from A to B. We take them from A to Z.
Right.
And like I said, when 2020 and all these videos come out of what kids could do, everyone wants to know, why can't my kid do that? And they can. You just mm-hmm. have to practice a little. And I don't want people to have to buy something to do it. Mm-hmm. I want it to be available to schools. And the funny thing is, you know, even though, you know, if you try to make it part of curriculum, it becomes, you know, the thing that bothered me about 2020, we got 50,000 emails from 2020, way more than any story they've ever run. They told me it was by far blew everything away.
Right.
We got it from thousands of parents, teachers, administrators, you know, everyone, and we got all these foreign countries. We got letters from like 30-some foreign countries. We didn't get one letter from a politician, senator, congressman,
governor. Change the curriculums.
We had Barack Obama, who was mm-hmm. senator of Illinois at the time. We didn't hear from him. We didn't hear from mayor. We didn't hear from anyone. And I said, you know what? I'm going to do this privately. And even though I've impacted so many kids with the product, it didn't impact the right kids, in my opinion. Even though I love it,
right.
award-winning, and
yes.
I'm thrilled, but I have so many – I see these kids when I go in the inner city of Chicago that I could help these kids, just give me a chance. And that's what I'm saying is I know they can't afford this. Let's make it free and mm-hmm. let's get the companies out there and we'll put it together in no time. Everything's down. All we have to do is what's the best way to get this into every school. And so, you know, it's just basically a plea now because, mm-hmm. like I said, we've done the finance part of it. Now let's change the lives of every kid.
And if anybody's listening that can get that done, you know, do your part right now and right. step up and go to MikeBeister.com, MikeBeisterKids.com, BrainEdX.com, right. and reach out. And, right.
and
that'll
yeah,
happen.
Yeah, we're not looking for financial. We're just looking, send this to every politician, every corporation, anyone mm-hmm. from the media. Let the world hear about it. Because my thing is, who's going to say no? I mean,
right.
you know, no one's going to say, well, we don't want our kid to be smart. You know, yes.
Of course you
it's
do.
Not like, and the way, you know, it's not like we have kids for 1 year. We have kids from kindergarten to senior in high school. That's 13 years, 5 days a week, you know, whatever, 170, 80 days a year. Mm. Do we not have time to spend a half hour a week for 2 months to teach them how to memorize anything?
Right.
So every test, they
becomes
do much
easier.
Better.
And that's the other thing. One of the teachers that my son struggled with was somebody who only cared about the numbers. And so he would get anxious before a test and then the numbers would get lower and lower and lower.
Right.
And so these teachers are anxious because they have to raise their numbers because
right.
no child left behind. They got to get
right.
their numbers up, blah, blah, blah. This would be a win, win, win for all
right.
those teachers that are out there that have to get the numbers up.
Right.
This will help you get your numbers
Absolutely.
Up.
Absolutely.
And so for anybody in administration and any principals and then anybody within the school district, we have to get on this. This
right.
is an absolute no-brainer if you ask me.
Right.
I can't believe I use no-brainer with a brain addicts guy. But, you know, this is, come on, this is just silly.
Right, it is. And that's what I'm saying. And the funny thing is, it's really interesting. I do this thing where I, when I do my show, I give people 10 items.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, okay, how many can you remember? And, you know, the average person gets about 4 or 5, right?
Yeah.
And then at the end of the show, I give them 10 items, but I teach them during the show a fun way to memorize things.
Sure.
And so then they average like 9 or 10. And so what's interesting to me is that the first time when, you know, in the audience, I always invite parents to all the shows I do. And the very first time I do it is everyone's getting 4 or 5 or a few people get 6. And sometimes there's one mom or dad at the back that gets 10 before I even teach how.
Mm-hmm.
And Jennifer, 95% of the time, I'll always go up to the person after and I'll talk to them and they'll be foreign. And I'll say, wow, that's so cool. You go, that's how we learn in our country. And, you know, and it's like people wonder why we spend the most money and are behind everyone. That's really the main reason that I found from, you know, I've been to Japan and Spain and Canada and Mexico and taught in schools there. This is why we are behind, because we are so worried about just giving the kids the information but not telling them how to memorize it. Right, or
yeah.
how to focus in school. And it's like it's unbelievable, because it's like teaching kid baseball. Okay, here's a bat and ball, just hit play. No, you teach them how to play.
Mm-hmm.
You're expecting the kids to learn, but you never teach them how to learn. They just count on their natural ability.
Right.
And the parents are so wonderful, but they don't know what to do. And
right.
so they want to help their kid. But so let's put it on the schools, and it won't cost the schools, you know, anything or any time, and it's just become so simple.
Right.
And so that's why I'm saying it gets frustrating in that respect. But I know, like I said, from Superhuman, we've heard, you know, from 2020, I heard from a ton of corporations, and I thought the best thing to do would be private. But now I'm thinking,
I just
want to help all the kids.
Right.
really did. I was, because I didn't want to go into corporate America and you know, do things and travel around. I love to, you know, find a way to help.
Mm-hmm.
But now I realize I help so many kids, but it might have been separating instead of
unifying.
Yeah, unifying everyone.
And the memorizing can also be for like comprehension and reading, not just math.
Right, absolutely.
Just because Mike is a math genius, the skills are translatable
right.
in all things.
Absolutely. Everyone does things differently. I'm a mnemonic guy, but I teach all the different ways to do things.
Mm-hmm.
Like when I was 10 years old, we had to memorize the 13 colonies.
Sure.
So everyone trying to memorize it.
How did you do it? What was your trick?
George and Mary were on the verge of cutting a deal. He received 3 new roadmaps. She got 2 cars and a pen. George, Georgia, Mary, Maryland, Verge, Virginia, Cutting, Connecticut, Deal, Delaware. He received 3 new. New York, New Jersey, New Hampshire, Rhode Island, Maps, Massachusetts. She got 2 cars, North Carolina, South Carolina, and a pen, Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania.
Yeah, and so that's what I'm saying. Because everyone gets
them
mixed up. It's Connecticut, it's Vermont, what it is. And, you know, I just remember that sense. But everything, periodic tables, I do it for presidents, everything I ever memorized. My son at Subway is corporation. He wants cheese, onions, ranch dressing, and pickles. You know, I mean,
corp,
right, corp, right? Yeah. That's what I'm saying. And so that's how it is. And but people never do it, and so they don't know how. Mm-hmm. And so my son is one of those kids that he does it and he learned. And so whenever he takes a test, the other kids will come to him and say, okay, how do you memorize this?
Yeah.
And so they take his way and they all memorize it. But once he leaves and goes to U of I, and they're in trouble.
They're,
you know,
frozen,
what I mean? And
yeah,
that's what I'm saying. And so I want every kid to learn how to do this, because it's so easy to do. The first time you do it, it's impossible. The second time, it's less impossible. 10th time, it's easy.
See? Yeah, that's exactly it.
Right.
Just
absolutely.
Keep practicing.
And, yeah.
Oh, well, awesome, Mike. I am so grateful we got to have this conversation.
I
and
loved
especially
it.
That you're superhuman and that others can benefit from this and they'll reach out to you. So
right.
Be prepared to be inundated, because it
I
will happen.
So. Right. And anytime you want, I just want every kid, every parent that has a kid that they're losing hope or thinking, what could I do? Just do this. Go to, MikeBeister.com and click on Teachable Genius if you want to know, everything about what I'm planning to do.
Mm-hmm.
Or go on MikeBeisterKids.com if you want to watch the videos of the kids I work with. And I promise you, this is heartfelt, I'm going to change your kid's life if you let me, and it won't cost any, them anything.
Beister is how you spell Beister. Mike is how you spell Mike.
My parents didn't give me a cool way to spell
Mike. Oh, come on. Yes, they did. Now, I mean, Jennifer, as my mom plagued me with, because all the other Jennifers were so normal, and let's just make it exotic and make everybody think I don't know how to spell my name. I have Mike Envy, so there you have it.
Absolutely.
Thanks for being spiritual. Thanks for being on the show. MikeBeisterKids.com, MikeBeister.com, and Brainetics.com. Just three of the many ways you can reach Mike. Google him, and you will have a very fun several hours absorbing some of his information. And reach out to him to come to your school so that we can change kids' lives and help the greater good, which is what Mike does.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Jennifer. Always a pleasure.
Always. I'm Jennifer Weigel. Stay spiritual, damn it. And always catch up with me at jenweigel.com.